Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This morning, obviously, me and Donnie have a great relationship, and we go back, and I've got nothing but respect and admiration for him, and I think I owe him a lot to... to what he's done for me, you know, to get me to this point in my career, and you know, it's unfortunately that's the nature of the business, and I think everyone knows that that's kind of part of it, and it is what it is. It's sad to see him go, but I know he's gonna, you know, have success elsewhere.
Paige Thompson, as locker cleanout continues this week with the Sabres, and obviously lots to discuss around the NHL too, Marty, as we'll have Darren Dreger at the bottom of the hour. Welcome into Sabres Live. As we heard from Tage Thompson off the top, and we'll hear from many others on the heels of the season, on the heels of the dismissal of Don Granato as head coach, and the obviously ongoing search of the next coach. Quick takeaway from Tage's opening, or our presentation of Tage's remarks from yesterday.
Look, Paige's life has changed because of Don Granato a couple of times, right? Like when Don Granato would talk about how he saw Paige walk into the Northtown Center as a 17-year-old, I believe it was, and, you know, got on the ice to be a part of the National Development Program, the U.S. National Development Program. And he remembers watching him and saying, oh, this is a player right there. And then years later, they get, you know, reacquainted. And Don Granato to Tage, I think maybe the center position is something we'd like to explore next year. And all of a sudden, Tage is a centerman. And not just a centerman, a, like, goal-scoring top-end centerman. When, you know, we weren't sure where Tage was going to fit within the Sabres organization. So I think that obviously admiration, respect, and all of it is what you would think for somebody that puts you on the map. I have those people in my life through my career, right? Goalie coaches, junior coaches, American, like I remember Brian McCutchen, and people are going to say, who's Brian McCutchen again? He was the Amherst head coach. I hated him my first year, man. I hated him. He's such a grumpy, like, oh man. And then the next year gave me everything. I was his guy. And then he was the assistant coach in Buffalo. And I really had confidence that I could talk to him. And, you know, yeah, I mean, time runs its course, but you have those people in your life. And I think Don Granato is always going to be that person, one of those person in Tage's life.
Right. And of course, everyone in this situation, when they're addressing the media, is talking a little bit about themselves, but I think most often you're going to hear big picture commentary in moments like this. And I think this particular topic that Tage was on, accountability is definitely worth another listen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's one thing you can pinpoint. I think there's obviously a lot of things that go into it. But I think if you're looking at, you know, probably two things that need to be corrected is accountability. I know that word gets thrown around a lot. And I think for me, accountability is consequences and, you know, actions. If you're not doing right things on the ice, there needs to be repercussions, whether it's being benched or in the press box. If you're not playing winning hockey, and I think consistency is the other thing. I think at times you could see that we were a great team, and other times we're too casual. I think that's something that has got to be instilled in us, and it's that kind of goes back to the accountability thing as well. With the consistency, it's us in here in the room holding each other accountable if there's someone not playing the way they need to, and obviously needs to come from up top too. And that's something I don't think we had enough of this year.
Well, there's a lot in there, but I think, Marty, I'm most curious, as I often am, to hear your reaction to it based on your experience in trying to correct some of those, what he believes are correctable situations when it comes to accountability and consistency.
I love it and I hate it all at the same time. Is that a possibility? Like, can you love what he says but hate it at the same time?
100%.
You know, because he talks about accountability. You know, if you don't play to win, maybe you need to be on the press box and be benched or whatnot. And I'm like, okay, like everybody talks about, and I talk about it too, how the game is different. This generation of players is different. You got to deal with them differently, right? Like John Tortorella sit out Sean Couturier, and it becomes this, he's lost the room, he's lost the players. Is Torts' old school, you know, manner not good in the league? But then you have a guy like Tage Thompson says, oh, you know, you need to be in the press box. You need to pay consequences for your lack of effort. And I'm like, okay, so there's a happy middle. There's always a happy middle to be found, right? But I also think now, and this generation of players, the accountability has to come from within. You should be able to self-evaluate, go home and say, I didn't give my best effort today. I don't need the coach to say, you're in the press box tomorrow to get the work done, to show up at practice and to show up the next game and give 100%. I've not been consistent the last month. I better work on consistency. I think there's both can be true, right? So when I hear it from Tage, I totally understand. I totally understand that, you know, at times this year we felt like, okay, like why is the number one power play going back on the ice when it seems like they're not really doing anything and the effort's not there? And Donna said the effort wasn't there. And so there's that accountability. But as a player, you have to have your own accountability. And then I say players coach, players play, coaches coach. Like I think it comes a very weird line when you say, well, the coach should have done this or maybe it should have done that. And, you know, I get it. I like the soundbite. I think it takes ownership to even say those things. I love it. But then I'm like, in the big picture, you know, I want everybody to have accountability. It just doesn't have to come from the coach. It doesn't have to come from the person in charge. It does come from everybody.
So when does that, or how does it, like, sorry, this is a
but
lot.
The list of people that I've kind of put together, right? We talked about a couple of days ago, John gets let go. The list is like, I have people on that list that I know have no problem holding people accountable, right? Okay. And I think that's the next step. Kevin Adams saying, I have a clear idea of what I want. I think that's at the top of the list. You know, developing people, as Don Granato did and did a great job. And if you're in the American League or if you're coaching junior hockey or if you're an assistant coach, there's a different mindset, right? Mm-hmm. And you can develop people and do a great job. But it comes a point where now you have to have a little bit more of an iron fist. And I feel like that's all that we've been hearing is going that direction right now.
Yeah. Is iron fist still really the right way to say it?
I don't know. I'd like to say I used iron because it, like A goalie analogy is to put the iron curtain, put the wall, right? And not let, so I always use iron. Iron is strong. Iron is hard. I use iron.
Okay. I'll let you run with that. And obviously we're going to, again, when the season begins anew in the fall, be talking about a team with a new coach and how it will deal with the pressure. So Tage talks about that.
And that's where we understand the frustration from the fans. And we just want them to know that we're tired of losing. It's not a fun thing to do. And those expectations, they've risen since last season. And we thought that we could exceed those expectations. And obviously we came short this year. So it's a tough pill to swallow. And I think it just leaves you hungry. Moving forward to not let it happen again.
Well, and again, these are things that will remain unanswered until they are able to start a season well, get on an early run, which they never were able to do at any point last year. And that goes back to the inconsistency. I mean, knowing what you know, in this 3-year window of Tage, almost becoming a 3-time 30 goal scorer, I think it's fair to ask now, on the heels of what he just said and what his statistics have shown, what is required, expected from Tage Thompson, in your opinion, next year?
Well, he talked about consistency, and I think what we see is that Tage, despite the fact that he has been getting on some streaks, his biggest asset, and as a number one center, is to have consistency, to know that whenever you're going to play, the other team has to say, wow, we have to be really strong on Tage Thompson, because he doesn't take nights off. He doesn't take shifts off. Right. And I think he has that ability. I think with Alex Tuch and JJ Paterka this year, they started developing that identity a little bit more in the last 20 games of the season. And that was great to see. But it has to happen over a whole year. So, the consistency aspect of it. And it's not just in games. And I think one of the things that people have to understand is the accountability, the consistency, all of it. It starts now for next year. It starts in the summertime. How are you preparing yourself for next year? How are you practicing throughout the year, on the off day, on the morning skate, in the meetings? It's all of that together. So it's more than, well, Tage needs to get to 40 goals and 90 points and I'd be a threat on the power play again and everything. He needs to develop more than that. He needs to develop he's on the ice, and that work mentality is there all the time. And it was there, and it's been there, and we've seen it. Now it's about doing it every day. And I think the accountability and the pressure of all of it is going to push those guys to do even more of that over the summertime into next season.
Is it really worth talking about Paterka, Thompson, Tuch at this point, or should we just let it go until the roster may or may not look different, which I think may is the expected answer here based on what the general manager has said and what people view from the outside. I think it took so long, and there were so many variations of the top line last year, that I don't know if I feel great just like from trying to engage here with you, with the audience, like, I don't know if we should just keep talking Paterka, Thompson, Tuch, like it's going to be an automatic. Like, no. Am I wrong here?
No, you're 100%. And I think that the expectation for me is that the roster will look different. May is like the hope, but I think for me, the roster will look different. And I'm not putting Thompson, Tuch, Paterka on my board right now. I'm saying, okay, Thompson, Tuch, I like. I like the size. I like the Tuch speed. I like everything. Okay, I'm keeping the left side open right now. Maybe that's Quinn, Paterka, Cousins comes back together. There's so many moving parts, right? But is it Dave Pignota, the fourthperiod.com, that reported like big changes are coming to the Sabres roster, like are expecting to make changes to bring new people? And I think that for me is okay. Like, yeah, this is the time. Kevin Adams answered a question 2 days ago about the youth and the age and the players that he was going to go about. It goes 22, 32, 42. I want the right players to come in and I want to find the right people. It wasn't about we need to get people between 23 and 26 because that's like our nucleus of players. It was 22, 32, 42. I don't care. I don't care. I'm looking at players. And so, yeah, there will be changes. And now I'm like, could easily be a, let's see, Patrick Kane wants to come to Buffalo, let's say. Well, now all of a sudden the roster changes. We have to wait until we see what that roster is going to be like before we can start saying it's going to be Peterka, Tuck, Thompson.
Well, you mentioned Cousins, so why don't we transition to that just on the year that was.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For Dylan, and what lays ahead?
Obviously, it wasn't the season any of us envisioned, and you know, it hurts that it's over. None of us are ready for it to be over. We expected a lot more, and you know, it just flat out wasn't good enough. As players and as a team, we didn't perform to what we needed to, and you know, there's no excuses. There's nothing we can say other than it sucks. But you know, we did learn a lot, I think, this year, and you know, it's, we don't want to keep saying that. We learned a lot, take from it, but you know, we did learn, and everything this year is just going to make us better, the adversity. And I think we, you know, after the year before, kind of humbled us a little bit. And all that's going to do is push us harder and motivate us more to come out next year and prove what we can do as a team.
Cousins, Power, Byram to represent Canada at the Worlds. Is Dylan Cousins the player among the forward group to be most impacted by the changes that we just alluded to might happen to the roster, i.e. does Dylan, you know, I don't need to add to it. Just take what I said and run with it here.
Okay. So take it what you said and run with it. I think that when I look at the roster for next year, I've got penciled Tage, number one center, Cousins, number two center. I don't think that all of a sudden Cousins' lack of performances this year move him down to a third line center role, and then they're going to add in that top six position and say, we need a second line center to fit in between Thompson and Cousins. I think it's 1-2. I think that supporting that group will help him, but I believe Dylan had a bad year. Bad year, it happens. And I think he'll be one to really bounce back next year. I really, really believe that, and I trust that he will.
Yeah, I think I'm viewing it more like, what if it feels like more of a top nine? And therefore, again, like if you go back to what the general manager said 2 days ago, in his description of what Cousins should be like to play against from the opposing side. It's certain, and not that you can't be a top, you know, two center on a team and be more defensive minded, but it certainly felt like the onus from the GM was like, I don't know if it starts there, but it just felt like the urgency has to be on make it miserable for everybody else. And what I guess what I'm viewing is an opportunity for others in the forward group to emerge, maybe early in the season, whatever. Like, just let Dylan be the starting point of being a really, really, really good two-way player. And then we'll see what clicks back in offensively. I don't know.
But again, and this is just the way that I look at it, is Dylan said many things this year. I'm paid to score goals. I think that in the end, himself, it almost sounds like production is the number one part of his evaluation, right? And then two will be, am I a well-rounded player? Because he earned his contract on production, like, and other things as well, but he earned his contract on production. So when I hear Dylan talk, and when I hear him then through the year talking about himself and the lack of production, I feel like he wants to be a producing center. Look, perfect example was Philip Deneau when he was with the Montreal Canadiens. Philip Deneau was, a top line center, but more asked to play in a defensive role. And Philip Deneau moved on from Montreal because he wanted a more or better offensive role. Not that he got it in LA.
What do you think of Philip Deneau first?
Defense.
Thank you. So this is the point, is I think that's where I'm viewing Cousins having to launch into this year.
Yeah.
I love the comparison. It's fantastic. Although,
but even Philip Deneau wanted to be a offensive center, then right. The league put him in his place, and the team put him in his place. Dylan Cousins right now speaks like he wants to be an offensive center, but yeah. I do agree with you that the league is kind of sending him towards a role right now that you're going to have to accept. And I don't know that he's ready right this second to accept it.
Right. But whether maybe he doesn't have to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
he doesn't have to think that, but he has to act it. And I think the whole point here is when we examine Dylan's game in the fall, let's make sure we do a better job of analyzing all the other stuff beyond the points. Because if we start finding the areas to showcase where he is doing that, I have no question that the points are going to come. And again, we said this when Tage got his deal. We said it when Cousins got his deal. They don't have to replicate the exact numbers that they were posting at the time of those contract extensions. Something a little bit lower in production is still value added to that. Like, it still represents market value. They don't have to be 80 and 100 point guys. But just let me say, with Deneau, I said it's a fantastic comparison, but it's actually not, because Deneau never had a 30 goal season like Cousins, but they're still comparable because of the other stuff. So I love kind of where we look at it or how we
Let's see. I'm doing some work this summer because I have a day off, and I'm like, I'm going to pull out clips from players around the NHL that I want Dylan Cousins to be like. Okay.
This sounds like an assignment for tomorrow's guest, Shayna Golden.
It could very well be. Now, you know what the first clip I sent Dylan Cousins? The 3-on-3 overtime against Florida when
not real hockey.
Was that?
It's not real hockey. Let's not do 3-on-3.
But when Barkov took the puck away from Dylan Cousins, I'm like, look, that's like, you can still have offense, but the offense came from a great defensive play by Alexander Barkov. And he picked your pocket, Dylan. And that's something that you would have to reciprocate. You'd have to do that to Barkov. Do you think you can do that to Barkov right now? The answer would probably be, well, I haven't done it this year. Okay, that's where you got to get to, right? Let's look at Anze Kopitar. Anze Kopitar has got great numbers offensively, but I'm going to show you all the defensive plays that lead to offense. Not because he was great on the power play, not because he's great in transition, because He started from a defensive positioning. He took the puck away from his defense being hard to play on, and then he created offense. Those are the guys I'm showing you, saying you can be one of those guys. You can. You don't have to just say, I had 12 points in the last 8 games. Okay, maybe you had 7 points in 8 games. How did you get those 7 points? That's right. What I want.
Well, and then building off of that, it, meaning having a foundation in your game, the overall hope would be if offense is harder to come by based on the matchups and, you know, the 5-on-5 play, be that much more excited to get the cookies on the power play. Like, yeah. These guys need to be so much hungrier on the power play. And I just see like that as a natural evolution of like, okay, we are winning this game right now 5-on-5, or at the very least we're having it. So let's go out and take care of business on the power play and be difference makers. Cause again, that was the obvious area of the year that didn't make the biggest difference, even when they were getting terrific goaltending from Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, who of course was speaking to the media as well, not just about like the volume of, you know, the workload this year, but bigger picture and longer term, of course.
I think that's what everybody wants to do, is have a longer contract. And I like Buffalo. I spend, you know, more or less, 5 years here, as you know, in the camps and now even playing now. So I like it here. I think we have a really, really good group of guys here who, as you said, are signed for a longer contract. So in the end, I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, I for sure would not be against it.
Restricted free agent Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Projection?
Projection. He's not going to like my projection just because, everybody would love a long-term deal, right? And that would be great. I just wouldn't be in a place to feel comfortable giving out a long-term deal. And I look at, you know, players that have signed, players like Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, around the same age, having played one good year and what they've done and what they've been rewarded with over the last few years, like Samuel Montembeau, 3 years, $3.1 million on average, right? He's 27 years old, a little older, but still, like one really, maybe more, maybe two solid years, three-year deal, $3.1 million. Philip Gustafson, Minnesota, 25 years old, 3 years, 3.75, coming off a fantastic year. I get it. And then you have Stuart Skinner. He's 24 years old when he signed his deal after in the middle of a really good year, 3 years, 2.6 million. So I'm like, 3 year, 3 million, 3 years, 3.1, 3 years, 3.3, like pick whatever, like in that range, like 3 years, 10 million total. I think that's a probably very comparable numbers. Now, seven years. When it comes to goaltending, I get a little scared with those things because when you put yourself into that position and then all of a sudden it doesn't work, it's one of two. It's not one of 12. You can't bury a goalie the same way you can move a player and say, hey, it's one of 12 forwards or one of six or seven defensemen. One of two goaltenders, when you miss, it's hard. I think everybody wants a long-term deal. I get it. I just don't see that that's in the comparables when it comes to Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Obviously, the expectation would be Devin Levi as a part of a tandem with Luukkonen next year. We'll talk Amerks later on in the show. Another standout performance from Levi. Another big night for Jiří Kulik in a win over Toronto. Again, that's later in the show. Immediately up next, it's hockey insider Darren Dreger here on Sabres Live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.